Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Bradford virus, which still recovering from, so we have to wait until tomorrow to see how everybody is.
And might you have to rotate your squad over the course of the Christmas period?
Yeah, with too many games, I think, as well, so it's something we have to look at. Yeah, I think that's normal.
And how are players that aren't in the A team at the moment dealing with that?
They've been great. Everybody's not one problem. They've all done really well in training, but I can only pick 18. Over this period of time, that I'm pretty sure everybody will get a run at it. So we need everybody, as I said before, and to be fair, they're a very close group. They've gone really well, and that's half the battle. They've gone really well.
And the way that those players deal with that disappointment of not being involved in the day must have a big impact around the place at any club. If there are people that are kind of kicking up a stink and causing problems, that sort of thing can spread, can't it?
I'm very fortunate. I've not seen that here. That's the beauty about this club. It's got really good guys there, and everybody's in it together, and as I said before, not one minute of any day that I've been given a problem.
Is Teo okay? He had a little bit of time back at Fulham because of an eye problem, wasn't it?
No, he's still back at Fulham, his eye still giving him problems, so Teo won't be around for a few weeks anyway, that's for sure.
Has he still got a chance in the second half of the season? Have you no thoughts of kind of dispensing with his services and sending him back?
I don't know yet. What we'll do, as I said before, we need to try and get people in before I let people out.
Tristan Nydam was saying in the last couple of days he's looking forward to getting back and creating an impression. Have you kind of canvassed opinion on what he can offer? How much do you know about him?
No, I know he's obviously up at St Johnstone, but I don't think, listen, we need a bit of experience without a doubt in this football club. We've got a really young side. If you look at our team, a lot of the lads haven't played Championship football, let alone anything else. So we need a little bit more experience in that side of it.
How hard is it going to be to judge some of the lads that are out on loan? Because you won't be focusing on St Johnstone or Swindon or Shrewsbury. Do you have to trust other people's judgment on some of these boys?
Yeah, but I'll get that from the people who've worked with the lads more, that have worked here, and the opposition managers who work under or who they work under. But we need a little bit of help, and it's unfair to ask kids. Now, as I said before, you can't ask kids to carry your can. It's dangerous, it's difficult, it's no good for them, no good for the development of them. You need a little bit of help.
Another one who's out on loan is clearly a player for the future, Ben Morris. That must be nice. You must see a prospect there. He's got this new deal.
Yeah, but I've also got to think of the long term for this football club. And as I said before, it's an impossibility to ask the kids to do anything other than keep developing. We need help in this football club to be a bit experienced in it, and that's something I'll focus on.
Another Ben, there was talk of Ben Marshall the other week for obvious connections. Your time, you had him at Wolves, you had him at Blackburn. Might that be a loan target for January?
Listen, you can link us with anybody you want. And where the names come from is bizarre, some of the names. It just makes me laugh. Because some of it's so out of this planet, you think there's no way it's going to happen. I know Ben really well because he played under me. If you're going to do that, you may as well link everybody else that's played under me here, you know.
Would it be feasible to take a Norwich player on loan in general terms, do you think, or would that be too close?
It doesn't matter to me where the players come from. If they're good players and I think they can help us, it doesn't matter to me. It's what they can do for this club. And they want, first and foremost, you need players that want to be here. That's number one. But whether the player plays for Norwich or whoever, it don't matter to me.
And just in general, are you getting positive vibes about some of the players you're trying to bring in? Do you think deals are getting closer?
The money that people are asking for is ludicrous. It's outrageous, some of it. So we have to look at that. But we have to, as I said before, we have to try and work really hard to try and get people in.
Does Marcus understand that? Do you think he will be flexible and perhaps loosen the purse strings maybe a bit more than he'd wished in an ideal world?
Yeah, but you're still talking a hell of a lot of money on top of things. So, as I said, one will never put the club in danger. We'll never do that. I'll do what I think's right for the club. And I think what's right for us. First and foremost, I have to get people that want to come here. Number two, the salaries and everything that goes with loans is incredible, some of the things. So, as I said before, I won't put the club in danger.
Do you think it's going to be a hard sell because of the league table, because of geography, to get the right players in here over the next 6 weeks?
I think there's a lot of things, but you also get people that want to come here because it's a really good club. We're playing really well at this moment in time, but you've got to try and do the right thing for the club as well. As I said before, you can't little a dressing room full of people that's not going to make an impact to play. Then you have your own problems, people that don't really want to be here, all those sort of things that can happen. So I'll just wait and see next few weeks.
I guess you'd be confident bringing somebody if you can meet them face to face, maybe show them around here, tell them about your vision, what you're doing here. That would give you a better chance.
Yeah, that gives you a chance, yeah. But as I said before, you've got to remember when you go for a loan, it's not just as simple as you're going to come here. The loan fees and wages and all those sort of things come into play. So, we have to work as hard as we can to get the right one in.
Any further forward in Jonas's future? You said the other week that ball was kind of in Marcus's court. You've extended Freddie's deal. Is there any movement on your left back?
No, I think there's talking and all that as well. So, as I said, that was before my time, before I came in. I know Jonas has been here for a little while now, and all those sort of things should have been probably ironed out. But they weren't. And I know Marcus has spoken to Jonas, so that's as far as it's went.
Is Miles pushing him hard? Has he impressed you the last few weeks now he's been back to fitness?
He's been off. Miles is one of the ones that was off of the virus, but he's just back this today. So I think Miles is a good player. He's only a young kid, 21 years old. So he's a good player. I know he's played some games, but match fitness is just a little bit down.
You've always said the last few weeks without the win that confidence has been good, morale, there's been a buzz around this place, but last week must have lifted things even further, mustn't it?
Yeah, well, the feeling you get, even when I go to the stadium, everybody's right behind it. Everybody that works here, everybody at the stadium, everybody's right behind it. So we can see it slowly but surely turning, which is great. And 5 points, it's nothing. I said that a long time ago. You have a good week in the Championship, you tend to find yourself starting to move places.
You've always said it's not about you, it's about the football club, it's about the supporters. But on a personal level, Paul, that must have pleased you to get your first win last week.
Yeah, but a lot of things when I look at the game of football is the way the lads are playing and their commitment to it and their drive and their energy to play the game of football. Young lads that want to try and do well, and I think they've improved as individuals. I think they've improved as a team. And the way they're playing, I can't ask any more effort. Or the way they're playing, or the way they're trying to do it, they're making every decision I'm asking them to make, they make it. Make me mistakes, yeah, but that's no problem. That's my problem. It's no their fault. I'm asking them to play this certain way, and they've took to it, and I'm really, really pleased the way they're playing.
Do you think these four games over Christmas could have a sizeable bearing on where you end up this season? You've got kind of the two away bookended with home games.
As I said before, you should have asked that question in August. That's where your season starts. Your season doesn't start in November, December, or October. It starts in August. And we've come in five months behind it, but we're slowly but surely catching up with the actual. Your season, I don't care what anybody says, your season starts when you start pre-season. That's when your season starts.
And when you look at Sheffield United, you look at a club that it shows you don't simply need to throw millions at a promotion push at this level?
Don't need to throw millions at it, getting the right player, but they've got good experienced Championship players. If you look at our team, Drizel, young kid, 18-19, Flynn, 18-19, Chalobah, 18-19, Lancaster, 18-19, Bishop, just 22, just came back from 2 years out. It's incredible how young we are. And the kids should have came into a team where there's one or two coming in, but not as many as we've got. But they're actually carrying a lot of weight in their shoulders, but they've done brilliant at it.
Do you think Sheffield United are in it for the long haul in terms of a promotion push?
You probably are asking Chris that, whether they can do it or not, but I know they're a good side. With a lot of Championship experience, so they have. So it's a tough game. They've had a lad here who scored goals for fun for this club and ends up at Sheffield United, so it's going to be a difficult game. They play a good game, but we're playing well to go and try and win.
Is he a player that you've admired down the years, David McGoldrick, coming up against him?
He's a goal scorer. Goal scorers are worth a making goal. You tend to find the goal scorers that make the most money because they can put the ball in net.
They play three at the back. Does that alter your thinking in terms of the way you approach the game and set up? Perhaps do you have to bear that in mind?
I know the way we'll try and play, so whether they play three or four, we try and do our own way, our own game. I respect what Sheffield United have got, but I've got a great belief in my own team to go and play the way I ask them to play, so we'll go and try and win.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
All right.
Thank you. I might be wrong, Paul, but it sounds like there's a little sense of frustration around the business so far. Maybe it's not quite been as easy as you you hoped it would be? Or
I've been involved. I've been involved in this game for years. I know the way it works. I know the way Giant works. I've had done this before, so it doesn't. I don't lose sleep over it. I don't get stressed over it. I don't worry about it. But it is what it is, and but we try. The club's trying everything they can to bring players in. See, some of the names I see, I think where people pluck them from is incredible, and they said the salaries and all those sort of things. But whoever comes in here, you want them in for the right reasons. It's the Giant wind. I never get caught up in that because I know the way it can go.
People obviously know that you need players, and then perhaps the price goes up accordingly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you afford to kind of play the negotiating game right up until the end of January? Because you've said before you want them in sooner rather than
later. Yeah, ideal world, you try and get them in before it's kicked. But you can't let the club get into a dangerous position financially. That's suicidal. You can't let it happen because the clubs can just go to the wall when it's no right. That you've got a duty of care for the football club as well. Yeah. But we'll try and get guys in here that want to be here. First and foremost, but you've also got the jumping over the hurdle of finances, which is can be pretty brutal at times.
In terms of players wanting to be here, have you spoken to any directly yet who have said don't really fancy it? Actually, thank you.
No, I've not spoken to anybody directly because no nothing like that at all. I know Mark has done a lot of work behind the scenes to try and get people in, so that's ongoing, and we'll see. We'll see in the next few weeks who comes and who doesn't.
And I guess the sell to these players, perhaps if they're not getting game time at their current clubs, is that you can come in and be a key player that's going to start most games, and you've got a chance to really, you know, be part of something big here. Is that what the sell will be to the players?
Well, basically, that'll be it. They come and they come and help us. I think that's evident. We need a little bit of help in a lot of areas of the pitch, not just forward areas, but a lot of areas we need, because we're a really young side. We need that experience of it to help us through this period of a lot of games. And once they're down here, I'm pretty sure they'll love it.
I don't expect you to put a number on it publicly, but do you have a number of signings in mind that you would like in January?
Yeah.
You said before that perhaps sometimes doing no business can be just as effective as doing some business. Mm. Doing business for the sake of it can be damaging. But do you think has that number changed in your mind since you've been here? Do you need more than you first thought?
No, I still thought the figure I had was roughly going to be about right.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, the squad that when we came, I thought was unbalanced. It's set in a lot of areas of the pitch. It's top heavy in some, and it's very, very low in others. So, but I still think the number of players we need is a figure I still think we need.
Mm. And the decisions on whether to recall some of your loans and whether to send back some of your loans, those decisions won't be made until you start to slot some of the other
players. No, I won't even give it a second thought. Let people out here because at the moment we need everybody here. And until somebody comes through the door, then... again, it'll be a crazy decision to let people out.
Is Jordan Graham an exception to that because he's been training with Oxford and...
No, Jordan won't be back, no.
Okay.
No.
So that's one that's a decision made on, but he's still up in the air.
Yeah, Teo's still got the injury with his eye, so...
Mm. And you talked before about winning being a contagious bug and how momentum can rebuild. You hope, obviously, that last weekend kick-starts that, really. How important is this as a follow-up game to kind of... back up last weekend's result and make sure that you're not back to square one in many ways.
We go against a really good side who've performed ever so well over this season. They're probably more experienced than us. Well, they are because of the young ones we've got, but we're playing really well at the minute. As I said before, you can never predict a result, but we'll be ready for the game, that's for sure. And it was a tough game, but if we can build on last week, it'll be great for us, and it'll look a lot more rosier.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about Ellis Harrison because he's come back from that ankle injury. He's come off the bench a couple of times, but in the follow-up game, he's not even been in the squad. Mm. So is that injury related? What's the situation with Ellis?
No, you've got to balance it. We've got to try and balance the bench out as well. Ellis done well. I thought when he came on at Stoke, I left it out. Caden was unwell at Stoke. And Ellis was on the bench and done well. And then I thought Cady might have been appropriate for the Wigan game. So I'll just pick and choose what I think is going to be beneficial on that day for the benefit of the team.
And you talked about the schedule coming up and there's too many games, I think you said at the start. What's your thoughts on a winter break and someone who's played in Germany and you look to Germany and they have winter breaks and things like that? What's your thoughts on all of that?
I've been asked that question a million times, for me the winter breaks, it's the best way going forward. It's brilliant because it gets everybody refreshed, everybody at the club, players, even supporters, you guys as well. It gives everybody a break from it and people recover and can go and have time with their families. I'm fortunate enough I've experienced it, so I know exactly what it's like.
Right.
All right, thank you.
Sheffield United, over the last couple of seasons, as Brent said, have kind of shown that it doesn't take loads of money. Are they a kind of model that other clubs should be looking to, other clubs that are less moneyed in this division?
I don't know. A lot of your big factor is recruitment. I think that's well documented. Recruitment's vital to who you can get in. There's that, and you've got finances, all those sort of things. But recruitment's number one priority, who you can get in and what type of player you want. Whether Sheffield United have a chance this year, I don't know. There's a lot of strong teams, long way to go. So I'm not sure anybody really wants to copy anybody. You want to be your own, have your own identity. I think that's important. There's no point in copying anybody else. It's like me coming here, I want Ipswich to have their own identity on it.
I mean, there's a lot of kind of talk about budgets and that kind of thing in this division, but when you see teams like Sheffield United at the top end of the division, Huddersfield 2 or 3 years ago getting promoted, it kind of does give clubs like Ipswich a bit of, shows it can be done.
You need a lot, it can be done. You need a little bit of luck in a lot of aspects of it as well. There's a lot of money in the division. The Championship was a knock-on effect to the Premier League. So how much money is invested in Premier League and has a knockdown effect on the Championship? That's the way the game is going now. So, but it doesn't guarantee you everything. The money doesn't guarantee you everything. It's your team spirit, and you can get players that, as I said before, know the league a little bit as well, which is important. I think any division has to have its own players that know the league. Then you've got a better chance of it, but you've got to get the equipment right.
You've got another legend in today. Russell Osman.
Yeah, brilliant, yeah. Yeah. We invited him down away at the beginning and he couldn't do it due to his other commitments, but Russell came in and brilliant. As I said before, that along with Terry and all them guys, George and Mick Mills and John Watt, there's people that grew up in my era and who are important to the club. So I've always said that and I'll say it until the day I leave the club. They people are really important to the club and should never have ever been left out. That's my opinion. They should be close to them because of what they've done for the football.
And I imagine you're firmly backing the Kevin Beattie statue project as well.
Well, I think when you have iconic players or managers, whatever, and they do incredible. What, did you get voted the greatest ever player at Ipswich today?
Yeah, a number of occasions.
Yeah, it's a normal petition, if you want to call it that. Or I don't see why not, because the type of player he was. And we said there's one after Bobby Robson, and I watched the documentary actually the other night about Bobby Robson. It was absolutely brilliant, and it just shows you how well he'd done for here and then the rest of his career. So I love the past because I think it's really important, as I said before, but you respect it and what people have done, but we'll never be as good as that. That's the bottom line, but we've got a chance to have our own little hit at it. But that era was a special year.
Did you find it inspiring watching Bobby's film?
I just thought it was brilliant, just because the success the man had, not just in this country, Holland, Portugal, Spain, incredible, won titles everywhere he went. And I think going and doing that in different countries and trying to learn different languages and different cultures was incredible. It wasn't anything other than I want just the career of the guy and how it kind of went. I thought it was fascinating, and it's the success that the man had. Oh dear, oh dear, was to do it in other countries, and that takes some going.
Yeah,
He didn't always have success, of course. He started at a very modest level, and that must encourage you that success can be achieved.
Well, I had it across no far from here.
That's right.
So I know what success is like. I know what success is like as a footballer. People automatically think because I won the Champions League, it must have just started there. Started at St Mirren. So I had to start somewhere. But I had a great upbringing at St Mirren, and I had great parents and who helped me, and great players at St Mirren when I was growing up who made me kind of battle hard and then met Mother. So everybody's got to start somewhere. You're very fortunate if you can walk into something that's booming at the time. I certainly know what hard work is, that's for sure.
Thank you.
All right.
Guys,
all right. So you can have a drink up there.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.